Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, saints. Happy New Year. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and this is Pastor Barbara Burris. I'm excited about this year, and I want to go right into the message. Praise God. Father, we just thank you right now, and I give you all honor and glory for what you're doing and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. I bind every works of Satan in Jesus' name for this year, even forevermore. And I thank you, Lord, and I give you glory because you are worthy to be praised and lifted up this year. This is a year that we know not of. We walk in a different pathway, amen, and strange, amen, things are going to occur. But, God, we know that you are there for us, God. We are walking into newness, and we're walking into a new beginning. But we know, God, that with you everything is yea and amen. So I ask that you would move by your Spirit this day, and, God, that you would be glorified. For you have given me a thought for the body of Christ. Amen. Saints, I'm excited. I thank God for this new beginning, and I thank him for what he's going to do for us, even though we might go through strange things and things that are just a lot of times might be off key, but at the same time, we must keep our focus on God. And my thought, amen, is the blood won't be on my hands. Amen. And as I went on a consecration, God had me to go in and buy a large, very large bottle of olive oil and told me to anoint myself and told me to saturate myself in that oil. And as I saturated myself in that oil, he would give me a word. He said, the word is not a prophecy because you have prophesied in 2008. Amen. And I'm giving you a word for the body to let them know that we're nearing the end, and we really need to learn how to keep our focus on him and do his perfect will. Amen. And his perfect will is that souls be saved, that we learn how to love one another, and many, many more great gifts that God has for the body of Christ, because so many people have gone and turned their backs on him and don't have the love for the saints, won't sit down and pray, won't lay down before the Lord, won't do anything. So as I saturated myself in that oil, I got in my bathtub, and I prayed for hours and hours. And then I also bought a little tub that I had laid in and prayed. And as I seen in a dream, I seen myself before a congregation of people. And in the midst of this congregation, this pastor stood up at his pulpit, And as he stood and he spoke out of his mouth, he said, let the true intercessors come forth. I got up out of my seat and went over to the pulpit where the pastor was, and I began to pray. And it was two other people that came up with me, but they didn't pray. They didn't do anything. And as I prayed for the will of God, I went back to my seat and sat down. And as I sat down, a lady that I knew walked over to a pillow that I always use to sleep and lay my head on. And I seen the word strength for this coming year. I seen the word prosperity. I seen the word truth. I seen the word love. I seen the word peace. I seen the word joy. I seen the word obedience. I seen the word happiness. I seen the word long suffering, and many other words that God had given us, amen, as him being sovereign and God, amen, for his people, because he want us to have all of these blessings upon us. So I speak blessings, amen, this year for the body of Christ. And as I seen myself, as I was doing that, I seen myself where I was drenched in oil. I had a long garment on, and this garment was all the way down to the floor, and my arms were covered, amen. All the way to my neck was covered, and I had a covering up on my head. And upon those coverings that I had on, they were drenched in oil, and they were just dropping. Oil was dropping everywhere as I walked. Amen. God is telling the body of Christ that we're going to have to really, really be tuned into his will, and his will is that the blood won't be on our hands, ministers, and laymen as well. The blood is so significant, excuse me, in the body of Christ that I asked God, I said, God, I said, what are you saying about the blood? And then he began to tell me, he said, that life was in the blood. Amen. Amen. And blood gives life to the flesh. Amen. So we can't live without the blood. Amen. And then he began to tell me, praise God, how he had, from the beginning of creation, when he created Adam, inside of Adam's bone, amen, was a bone marrow. Amen. And it had a cell in it, the cell that produces the red blood cells and all of that for the body, so that it could flow through the body and live. And he began to tell me, he said that he had told Noah, amen, that don't eat the blood of animals, amen, and any humans in essence, because the blood would be required, amen, of us in reference to humans if we would turn around and partake and do like all the other nations were doing, doing cannibalism, eating the blood, because that was life in the blood. So he said even the life that we have, because we have the blood in us of God, amen, it would be, whereas if animals would kill us, that blood would be required upon them, amen. And if we kill one another, that blood would be required upon us. Amen. And the blood, amen, gives life. Amen. Life is sustaining. So from the very beginning, God put blood in man so that man would live, amen, and be a part of his great creation. But when Satan came in and deceived Adam and Eve, and I say that literally because he didn't deceive Adam, but what he did was Adam took and partook of that fruit, amen, and it caused a bacteria to be entered into the bloodstream, and that caused the bloodstream to be defiled. And so the bloodline was literally defiled. But God had told Noah, amen, that he would go ahead and he would be a blessing to the next generations and the generations to come along. But the blood, don't eat the blood, amen, of any animals. And you catch a lot of people today, they love to eat half-cooked steaks and half-cooked pork and all of this half-cooked. But I'm here to tell you, don't eat the blood. The blood, amen, comes from God from the beginning, amen. And then Jesus, his son, died on the cross, amen, that we might have a right to the tree of life, and he shed his blood. Amen. That blood was symbolic to Jesus Christ and life-giving. Jesus is our life-giving force. Amen. And without the blood, amen, we won't live. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in the book of Revelations, the Bible speaks about how Jesus, after he had died and went up to Father God, the Bible say his vesture is still dripping with blood coming down from heaven, down on earth, amen, to help us, amen, down here so that we might have life. So the blood was very important to us. And we as the body of Christ need to know that we are not supposed to shed man's blood. We're not supposed to kill one another. We're not supposed to do any kind of sin to cause this blood to be shed, because from the beginning it came from God. Amen. The blood came from God. Amen. And everything that comes from God must return back to God. Amen. And Jesus proved it on the cross. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we are not supposed to eat the blood, nor fool with the blood in any kind of way, but to witness to God's people. Amen. We are supposed to witness so that the blood won't be on our hands. And if we look at what Adam did, not only Adam, but hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because of him being called and chosen of God and had the blood, amen, in the bone and the marrow, amen, it allowed us to have that same original blood of God, a pure race of people. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for Satan had caused mankind to walk in error through deception and through entering in of defilement of the bloodline. But we as the body of Christ need to know that we need to witness to the blood, amen, the people that are of God, that are chosen, amen, to do God's will, because, amen, that blood, amen, represents God. Our blood that flows in us represents that we are a part of the body of God. Amen. And that blood, amen, that Adam had, amen, in him, it went on to Abel, and that was the pureness, and Cain knew it, and Cain was jealous of Abel, amen, because of Abel's good deed. But not only that, but Satan wanted Cain to kill Abel because he had the blood of God in him. We have the blood of Jesus Christ in us that drips down, amen, from heaven above, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness and purify us, amen, so that we can be the righteousness of God. And then we have, amen, believed in God, amen. And it was established as a relationship with God. He began to have fellowship with God because of Adam and Eve's sin again. That blood still, amen, was tainted for a season. But God took the generations and allowed them to live over 800 and some years so that he can do a purification in the blood. And the blood, amen, won't be on my hands and on your hand, because the blood is the life of mankind. And the blood flows through us. And the Bible said that we must be witnesses and we must be watchmen, amen, to those that have the blood of God, of his Son, Jesus Christ, flowing through us. And we must understand that the blood of God, amen, is talking about us. We are his children, amen, that have been bought with a price. Thank you, Jesus, that have been blood washed, hallelujah, by Jesus' blood. And we need to understand that in the book of Ezekiel, amen, 33:1, it called forth those that would be watchmen. And the watchmen were supposed to watch and sound the trumpet, amen, and blow that trumpet and warn the people of what was getting ready to come down on the earth. The blood won't be on my hands, because I'm warning you today, God, it's coming back for a church without a spot or a blemish. And I'm warning you today that the blood won't be on my hand. For I have told you in 2008 what the Lord God said about the church and how they must be delivered. You can no longer live in sin anymore. You can no longer compromise with the devil anymore. You can no longer compromise with your ministry anymore. You must be watchmen for God's people. Don't sit up on your lackadaisia and think that you can go in churches and do what you want to do, and you don't have to get out there on the evangelistic field. It's going to cause blood-washed, blood-bought people to get out there and do the will of God. Don't let the blood be on your hand this year, saints, because many souls still need saving for the Lord. Many souls still need deliverance for the Lord. Many souls need to be reckoned back to the Lord because his blood, amen, Jesus' blood is flowing through them. And hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And they need to know how to live holy. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You can have the blood, but you got to have holiness. You can have the blood, but you got to have righteousness. You can have the blood, but you got to have the truth. You can have the blood, but you must obey God. Those souls need saving so they can be drenched in the blood. Those that don't have the blood, those souls need saving so that they can bow down and serve the Lord. We're living in the last days, and God told me to tell you, praise be the name of God. God told me to tell you, the blood won't be on your hand if you begin to get out there and witness, if you begin to get out there and tell them about the goodness of God, because God is all that we ever will need. He's all that we ever will have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He told us that the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I don't want the blood on my hand. So I'm telling you today, follow the word of God. Be obedient, because many have shed their blood for righteousness and truth, and many more will need to shed their blood. Don't think about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear and what you're going to put on and how you're going to survive. I'm paraphrasing it because the end times are here. Think about what God, amen, has told you to do. Witness for the body of Christ. Tell the body of Christ they must line up and plead the blood of Jesus all over their lives for 2009 and forevermore, because we need Jesus in our lives. Praise the Lord. Don't let, amen, the blood be on your hand. So many people out there still need to be a witness to. And so many people that have the blood of Jesus Christ on them, we're killing them out because we think they're not of the body. But Jesus had said he had many other disciples and apostles out there other than the 12 that he had. Don't let the blood be on your hand. Witness to these people. Tell them about their lives. Tell them not to sin. Tell them to come back to the, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to the first love, who is able to do everything but fail. May God add a blessing to the word. Thank you, Jesus.